May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The wisest thing that a teacher should do is, like, if the Lord's showing them something, just give God time and to just soak in that place until God's shown you all the things he wants to show you. But nay, can I do that? Never. And I'm too sanguine. So if I get something, I start giving it. Then I keep talking about it because the Lord's not stopped talking. I start talking before he stops talking. But it's a good way to reinforce something too. So I'm going to tie a few things together that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks and for CTKers we talked about on Sunday morning. Yesterday we looked at the fact that there's only twice in the Scripture in the Old Testament where God's referred to as the everlasting God. And that word everlasting is used at other times, but he's only referred to a proper name as the everlasting God twice. One by Abraham, after God proved himself faithful in giving the birth of Isaac. After all 25 years, God did what he said he would do, even though Isaac tried to make it happen and mess it up for 24 of those years. And then again in Isaiah chapter 40, the familiar one, you know, mount up on wings like eagles. The Lord said, even though you may grow weary and grow tired, the everlasting God does not. And we use those scriptures. We shared those scriptures yesterday in the context of 2 Timothy chapter 2, where it says, even when we believe not, God abides faithful because he cannot deny himself. And we were just saying the fact that as we walk in faith, there are times when we go through places where our faith kind of gets tired and weary. Because maybe it's just because you've been standing for a long time in it, or the battle's really heavy, or it gets kind of confusing. And within those moments is when we rest back in the fact that he's faithful, whether I have faith or not. Even when I believe not, he abides faithful, because he cannot deny himself. And really, that's the truest form of faith, is when you quit worrying about your faith, if you have enough faith, and you just rest in his faithfulness. But it's so good to know that in those places, when I grow tired and weary, the everlasting God, and the word everlasting is this Hebrew word that means forever in the past and forever in the future. In other words, it never started and it can never stop. It just always has been. He loves us with an everlasting love, he says in Jeremiah 31. But I was thinking about that again and kind of just reinforce some things that we've said looking back in the book of Revelation. And again, CTKers, if you were here Sunday, you know we talked about this, but I think I talked before God stopped talking, and so there's just some more insight I want us to see. Because I really didn't see that everlasting part until just the other day. And this is from Revelation 1. Here's John, this old man. He falls at the feet of Jesus with all the things he's seeing as a dead man. And then Jesus looks at him in verse 17 of chapter 1 and says, do not be afraid. And literally the language is, stop being afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And he goes on and on. But the interesting thing is that to encourage him to not be afraid, the first thing he says to him, for I'm the first and the last. And I think we made a good attempt at explaining what that meant, but there's just more clarity with that word everlasting and how that would make a difference in a person whether they're afraid or not. It's not just that he was standing before all this, whatever you're going through, happened. He'll be standing when it's all done. You're in him, so will you. But it's really connected to this idea of God being the everlasting God. Again, in chapter 2, to the church in chapter 2, verse 8, the church in Smyrna write, the first and the last who was dead and has come to life says this, I know your tribulation, your extreme poverty, though you are rich, and the blasphemy, the slander that you're receiving, but do not be afraid that you're about to suffer. And again, he encourages them to not be afraid, but he starts off with this admonition to not be afraid by saying, I'm the first and I'm the last. That's a term used often in the book of Revelation, because the book of Revelation is an extraordinary book just about the unveiling of Christ and throne room scenes, but it's also got scary stuff in there about human history and human chaos as God fulfills his ultimate purposes. And so there are many times there's don't be afraid, and he always uses that term, I'm the first and last, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. And what he is saying, again, is this. This is that Isaiah passage. I'll just read that to you again. So let this be an encouragement to you. It is to me. Do you not know, Isaiah 40, verse 28, do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary. To him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, vigorous young men stumble badly. Yet those who just trust in the Lord, or those who hope in the Lord, will gain new strength. They will mount up as wings as eagles. They will run, not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. And I think that just to reinforce what the Lord is saying to us, we live in a world, he said, in this world you'll have tribulation. That's a real promise. You know, that wasn't just a warning. It was a real promise. This is going to happen. Because we live in a fallen world. And every one of you are either walking through something now that's difficult or confusing or hard, or you're going to walk through something in the future. And the Lord says, don't be afraid, because I'm the everlasting God. I don't ever grow weary, and I don't ever grow tired. And you can trust in me. Even though you don't understand, you don't see what's going on, even though you feel weary and tired, even in your own faith, just understand that even when you don't have faith, I abide faithful, because I cannot deny myself. I can't stop being who I am, and who I am is the everlasting God. And that's not just true, is it, for tribulation, but what about just when you feel overwhelmed? What about just when you're physically tired or emotionally and mentally tired, and yet there are still things to face? Well, you see, it's there we just rest back into the one who's the everlasting God. It's there, and that's what he means. He says, I'm the first and the last. I'm the everlasting God, so don't be afraid. You know, I've never given up. I'm never going to give up. I've never lost, though it seems like there have been temporary setbacks. I'll always win. I'm the everlasting God. I don't just love you with an everlasting love. I am the everlasting God. And that's what you're trusting in. Things change and turn and there are twists and stuff in this world, right? But there's something he says that you can trust in and therefore not be afraid, that I'm the everlasting God. I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Things come, things go, but I'm the same. And I never grow tired. And I never get weary. Amen. And see, it's on that truth, as we rest in, that we mount up with wings like eagles. It's then, because we're leaning on the one who never gets tired or weary. You know, and that's why he was telling them, don't be afraid about the suffering you're about to endure, because I'm the first and the last. The person you're trusting in is everlasting God, and even if your trust level gets so low, I'm always the same. I'm the first and the last. And that's the only thing that matters here. It doesn't matter about how much faith you have. It's not faith in your faith. It doesn't matter about how much strength you have. The only thing that matters is who's the one who's taking you. Who's the one who's got this? It's the one who's the everlasting God, the first and the last. Amen. Amen. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.